Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes today. Today, I am joined by the gorgeous Maritez Allen. So Maritez, if you don't know, is an internationally recognized Feng Shui master and Chinese astrology expert who has trained with various masters from Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Hong Kong, and China. Maritez has been an international Feng Shui consultant for over 20 years and has frequently appeared in global press, radio, and TV, including This Morning, The Sun, The Express, and CNN. She lives in London with her family and splits her time between the UK and Southeast Asia. Welcome to the show, Maritez. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here on your show. It's incredible. And you see, maybe it's good karma for us to be together today. So thank you.
Yes, I am so excited to talk all things 2023 astrology, talk about Chinese astrology as well, your new book. But before we dive into all of that goodness, Maritez, I would love to ask you a question that I ask every guest who comes on. When did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Well, I would say this is like 25 years ago. You know, life was very difficult for me. I was coming in from a difficult marriage. I was annulled from my first marriage with 3 small kids at the time. And then I lost my mother in a tragic accident. The boat was caught on fire and my mom was one of the casualty. And at that time of my life, I said, like, you know, why are these bad things happening? You know, like, I mean, we often say that why do bad things happen to good people? You know, my mom is a very religious person. Why does she have to go into that very unfortunate, you know, incident? And so we are 14 in the family, Emma. I am baby number 10. So life was very difficult. And we were sort of like, you know, trained in a way that the only thing that is really very useful to everybody is to really try harder and work harder for our education. Like, our parents cannot give us anything except education. And so that circumstances in my life has triggered my interest into feng shui. So feng shui is not magic. It is not a superstition. It's a science. So by at that time, by knowing what are the lucky colors that I could wear, like when I'm wearing green is for my wealth because I want money because I came from a poor family. So, you know, manifesting wealth for me was one of the, you know, goals then. Manifesting love after having a failed relationship was also one of my motivations. So I believe it's around that time I would say like 25 years ago, that this awakening has really given me that the chance. You know, sometimes I would say the universe just really, it comes at a time where you least expect for it. Mm-hmm. And I always believe that all of us, no matter whatever is our circumstances in life, the universe will always transpire to whatever our heart's desires. Sometimes you could feel that we can be impatient. You know, sometimes our manifestation does not happen the way we'd like it to be. But it's really true. When one door is closing, another one will surely open. And it is our own, I think, as a Filipino, we really are that very, you know, no matter what is the circumstances of our life we are in, then we really like get up again. We just like keep going on, keep moving forward. And although at times you feel like you want to give up, I always just think like tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is a new beginning. Tomorrow the sun will rise again. Tomorrow will be a better day. So I think living with a purpose every day in your life is also very important. That really motivated me.
So, so true. And, you know, I think it's a really great question. And I think something a lot of us have asked along our journeys and experiences in life of like, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? Like, what's the purpose of this? Why do we go through these trials and tribulations in life? So it's always really fascinating to hear how, I guess, turn this around and, you know, now inspire people in their life. So how did you become the expert that you are today? How did you come into this work?
Well, at the time when I had to make sure that I adapt it and I try it myself, because, you know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, right? So at that time, I was like, so like, I would say the word is like so engrossed and addicted to any feng shui related books. So I would read, I would scour any, you know, I would photocopy manuscripts of like people who has like some, oh, these are like the summaries or the directions or the colors you have to do depending on your animal signs. And then at that time, there was also this incident in my life that after my separation from my first marriage, I really strive harder to start all over again. And then after I sort of like organized myself into having like a good job, a good career, I managed to find like nannies for my kids. And then I even went back to school to finish my master's degree. So at that time I said, oh, I you know, when everything is like falling into the right place, I would like to try and find a new love. So this is the time that I said, I'm going to try feng shui again, you know, if it's going to work. So I started from the books that I had been reading. Like when you work, I make sure that I'm working facing my wealth direction because you want money. But when I sleep at night, I make sure that my head is pointing to my love direction. Because depending on our date and time of birth, we have our four lucky and four unlucky directions. So I kid you not, Emma, I'm telling you, I was wearing like lucky colors. If it's for love, I would activate it with like mystic nut symbols. I would be wearing something pink and red on a particular day. I would put image of Mandarin ducks in the southwest corner of my bedroom. And then, yeah, I kid you not, I have a couple of suitors at that time. And I said, oh my God, so feng shui really works, you know? And then at that time when it was really like, you know, I would say that it has proven me in terms of career, in terms of relationship. And then, you know, like bringing order into my life, because, you know, coming from that episode in my life to a new phase is quite different. And then when my second husband said, you know, it's time for us to get married and everything, I went to see a feng shui master because I want to make sure that, you know, I do not want to be like jumping from one frying pan to another. And then when I went to the feng shui master, he said, oh, no, 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 no. You can never be together. Only 1 month, you will separate. This is like a Chinese guy. And he said, because your chart doesn't match, you can never be together. That was the term. And I said, oh my God, I was like devastated. I was like crying. Like, this is already my chance to have another life, new life. And then this Feng Shui master said that. So I turned it the other way around. I said, I'm already starting to learn Feng Shui at that time, but I'm going to be better at it. I'm going to look anywhere in the world. I'm going to like train exactly what is this destiny reading about. And I want to be very good at it. And I said to myself, I'm going to prove the stars wrong. I mean, I'm just going to give this a try. So I'm telling you, I went to a lot of Feng Shui masters in Asia. I was saving up money. I want to make sure, because these are very expensive. These are not cheap. You know, you have to travel there. You spend time. You pay for the course. This is just like studying Feng Shui is just like going to any other university. So you have to be there, you have to study and everything. And then, you know, you have to couple it with your personal experience. So that was the time that I began to really see how the power of Feng Shui is to our everyday life. Like, no matter how much we say that anything and everything around us revolves into the five elements, you know, the water, the fire, the earth, the metal, you know, you know, all of these things are actually within us, no matter what we do in our life. We wake up in the morning and then you feel good or not so good. It depends on the color that you wear, or it depends on, you know, how you wake up that day. So that is when I really began to really discover, like, it's true. My chart says my husband and I are really not a match. We will always be apart because, you know, true enough, when we got together, he travels the world. He's always away. But, you know, we are now counting into our 20th year of being together. So whether it's going to last, our chart already says, you know, it could not work. But what I'm trying to say is it is our own, you know, relationships are hard work. And yes, you can really see that there could be some challenges there, but it's again up to us, up to the person, if you want to make it work or not. And sometimes, again, if you talk about relationship, it's not only the one party, there's two party there. So the other party also has his own luck. What if the other party is already, his luck is already saying, that's it, it's time for you to move on. So what I'm trying to say is, studying and learning Feng Shui and doing Feng Shui during the span of my career has really brought so many learning experience and good experiences to my clients as well, and basically to myself. So just so our readers or our listeners would also be able to understand more about Feng Shui. Feng Shui can never answer for anything and everything that we wish for in life. So there are three types of luck. The first one third is what we call the heaven's luck. This is something that is God-given, preordained, and cannot be changed. I came from a family of 14. I'm baby number 10. Life was very difficult. That is my destiny. I cannot change that. You, Emma, may have been born to a, you know, to a good family, you know, or some people are born to an affluent or rich family. That is their destiny. That's only 33%, one third. That's what we call the heaven's luck. The second one third is what we call the mankind luck. This is what you do to yourself. It is because of your actions and decisions. So if we go lazy, you know, nobody's going to put food on the table. If you don't go after your dreams and whims in life, then no one's going to do it for you but you. If the train leaves now and you don't go into that train, the train will leave you behind. So you know what I mean? So that's the second one third is what you call the mankind luck. Then the third one third is what you call the earth luck. This is what Feng Shui is all about. So it's now 2023, the year of the water rabbit. So we now have all different forecasts for each animal signs as well. So this is how the so-called I would say like a guiding tool in terms of giving advisory to the people. What is your animal sign for the year? Or, you know, what is your animal sign? And how are you going to fare for the year as well? Personally, and of course, to your business, and even to your homes as well.
I love that. Thank you for explaining all of that, Marites, because it's so interesting. And I think even in the spiritual sphere of conversations around, you know, like our predestiny, like things that are in our soul contract that we agree to come and experience. And I love that it's broken into those three different sections, because it just makes a heck of a lot of sense in terms of like manifestation, why bad things happen. So I love how you explain it, because again, it just makes so much sense of, yes, we can absolutely manifest and create abundance in our life, but there are also other things to the universe, other energies and things that do contribute to our experiences, yes, which is so important to know as well. But let's talk about Chinese astrology then, your new book. So how does Chinese astrology differ from Western astrology? And can you explain to us what it is?
Yes. So talking about our Chinese astrology book, thank you very much. This is actually a very pretty, very, very, you know, colored, you know, images inside. This is actually like, I would say this is like a Bible of the astrology sign. So there are 12 astrologies, you know, that everyone follows. So this book is actually available on Amazon.co.uk. We are going to launch this in the US and in the Philippines in September of 2023. So every family, I would really encourage you to have this, and you can give this as a gift to everybody. And it gives you like an understanding on what is the characteristics of each animal sign. Now, the difference between the Chinese astrology and the Western astrology actually is like, how would I say this? It doesn't match. You follow a certain order in terms of like, you know, the suns and, you know, the moon's alignments and everything. And even the cutoff per zodiac is actually not matching with our Chinese astrology. So for example, you know, there are 12 animal signs, from rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, sheep, monkey, rooster, dog, and boar. Our set, I would say, months for those. December is allocated for the month of the rats. Then ox is January, tiger is February, March is rabbit, dragon is April, May is a snake, and so on and so forth. So, but then in terms of the Western astrology, I know you are the expert for this. I am not the expert for it. But then, you know, if you talk about like the Aries, the Pisces, the Aquarius and everything, you have a specific set of time. Remember, the dates are very different from us. So in a way, honestly, it cannot match altogether. So we follow, like, for example, a certain order. So, for example, we have like Chinese New Year. In fact, even the days of Chinese New Year every year is changing. If the Chinese New Year of 2023 was in January 22, 2023, the next Chinese New Year for 2024, Year of the Dragon, will be in February. So you know what I mean? It cannot follow exactly the same thing. And we follow as well like a certain characteristic. So for example, may I ask, Emma, what is your animal sign?
I'm 93, so I'm pretty sure it's rooster.
Yes, you're born the year of the rooster. So the rooster are, we would say it as one of the most intelligent sign of the zodiac. Okay, so there are, out of the 12 animal signs, three of them are what we call like the intelligence, the brainiac sign of the zodiac. These are the ox, snake, and rooster. So you guys are like the smartest one of the zodiac. And then the rooster born people, they're very intuitive. They're very like, again, very smart. And then this year of the rabbits, because this is the conflict year of those who are born in the year of the rooster, this is the time for you to make a change, to make a shift, to make, for example, which even like includes like, we would encourage those who are born in the year of the rooster for 2023 to even like, I don't know, maybe change hair colors, change your hairstyle, if you can do it, change your bedroom or change into another location or maybe add something new to your current or existing, work already. Because change is very important to those who are born in the year of the rooster. Last year, it was my bad year because it was the year of the tiger. Tiger and monkey are enemies. So I'm born in the year of the monkey. So I was very concerned because it was my conflict year. And I had my forecast to be very, very difficult because I was predicted to have like an illness problem. So luckily, I survived the year. But I made a change. I shifted from London to the Philippines. So, and then I had a lot of traveling. So same thing. So each year, we do that for each animal sign. So I don't know in terms of the Western astrology if you have those, because I believe you have a specific timeline per person. Depends on your life chart. So regardless of your zodiac, some would be calling, okay, it's time for you to make a shift, or it's time for you to get married or something like that.
So interesting. And I've changed my hairstyle this year, and I'm moving into our first home this year. So literally,
fabulous. So you see, that's already like, you can feel it. You can actually feel it because, you know, when change are about to come or is about to come, and especially when it's like the year is calling for it, it will really make it happen. So, I mean, I'm glad to hear that you made those changes.
And it felt so natural. But like you say, you know that energy is there. Like I just knew it was coming, felt that change, acted upon it. The, you know, the opportunities and things are flowing in those changes. So, really, really fascinating. I love that. So how can Chinese astrology help us manifest more abundance in all areas of our life?
Okay, so a lot of people, you know, we have our, I call this like aspirations in life, you know. Like what I said, if we go back to the three principles of the heaven, earth, and mankind, you know, some people are already born rich, right? They are born rich, they're very pretty, they have a lot of money, they work so hard, but then they don't have the love of their life. You know what I mean? Some people, they are so rich, but they're very sickly. Some people, they don't have the money, but they have a lot of love. You know what I mean? So feng shui can actually be used as a tool to guide.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, so for example, let's make it very, very simple. Like, okay, you know, we talk about like, you know, the beginning of spring, you know, spring equinox, for example, at the moment, for example, or, you know, a summer solstice or whatever it is, it calls about like balance of energy. So you have to at least adapt something. These are special timing that actually calls for special actions. So for example, you know, maybe bringing in like auspicious flowers or, you know, like something that would represent growth to you at your home would help. So during Chinese New Year or even not in Chinese New Year, like for example, for me, when I was born, when I look at my destiny chart, I'm only going to have the chance to be Wealthy Emma at the age of 76. I said, oh my God, I'm already like so old. So that is why I learned feng shui, because I want to be richer. So my lucky color, depending on my destiny chart, which I do actually reading, you know, if our listeners would like to book a time with me, is I have that. My lucky color is green or wood element. That's why I have a lot of wood. Wood for me is green, is my wealth. You know, I'm wearing something green. Even my earrings is something green, because a green or wood element is my wealth. So this is how I use feng shui to enhance the wealth part of my life. Okay. Now, another one is if somebody would like to be like, fame and famous, if you want to like have you know, if you've been working so hard and your work is not being recognized, you can actually hang a painting of a phoenix in the south corner of your office or home. Phoenix is a coming greatness of a woman. So what I did here is I even put the 12 animal signs with all the special mantras around it. So the special mantras of good health, protection, you know, prosperity is already in that scarf there. I actually, you know, produced that into our line, Friga. Friga, we have an online website, friga.co.uk, where they can get their lucky charm. So in terms of using feng shui to the home is by knowing your animal signs, by knowing your lucky directions, you can now choose a home that the main door facing direction is suitable for you and your family. You can also align and put your bed to make sure that your head pointing is also suitable for you. And then you can now invite and then rearrange your furnitures inside your home to make sure that the harmony, you know, harmoniously could be aligned to your family as well. So very simple, for example, making sure that the entrance of your home is bright and sunny and well lighted. It's not like it's so cramped and full of shoes and all the garbage at the front. You don't put it there. You don't put it at the entrance of the house, because that's the mouth of energy. You want the mouth of energy to have good energy coming in. Now, some people also, you cannot like have a house that your main door is like right straight back. At the back of the house, there's also a door, like, you know, through and through. You better put something at the middle to break it through. You know, something like that. Those are simple but very practical things. I would say if it's a couple, it's being avoided that you cannot or you do not put like a mirror facing your bed, because apparently it crowds the marriage and it could invite third party. What else? Normally, we don't put water fountains at the entrance of the house on the right side. Because if you right side looking out of your main door, you're better off putting the water fountain on the left side instead of the right side. Because again, it could invite a third party. So many things. And like what I said, you can get you know, you can get a copy of our astrology book. There's some tips out there as well. Otherwise, you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Marites Allen. I also have my horoscope books as well. And yeah, a lot of tips every year is here as well.
Amazing. Well, I'm sure we're all going to be getting a copy of those, because I'm so intrigued to hear all the feng shui tips on where to place things and what to have and what not to have. So I'm very excited to learn all about that. But 2023, as you said, is the year of the rabbit. So what does this mean and what can we do to ensure we have a great year?
Okay, so 2023, the rabbit as it is, as you can perhaps imagine the attitude of a rabbit. You know, they're very nice, calm, they're very meek, you know, they don't really attack anyone, you know what I mean? So they're just really like, they just like their own place, right? They just like walk around and run around, and that's all what they do. That's what they said. When it's the year of the rabbit, it's a competition between the year of the rabbit and the year of the dragon, because the population increases. Because a lot of people, you know, rabbits makes a lot of babies, right? It's very fertile. So fertility is strong, you know, making babies is very strong there. It would also entail that this is the year of more peace and more harmony. So I would say that this is the year of love. This is the year of marriage. this is also the year of reconciliation. So if you or someone has had like a bad 2022 or, you know, before that, now this is the time that you can now reopen. You know, everything has a timing. Sometimes you just cannot force it. Mm-hmm. Let the time pass, and perhaps this is not the time for you to, if it's not gonna work, at least you can just get into the next step of talking to each other. So reconciliation is one thing. Getting married, getting engaged is also a good year. Like what you are doing now, moving into a new place, new beginnings. This is also a new one. I also would like to say that, you know, when changes or when you adapt or implement changes into your life, positive things always happen. So people, there are those who are very, I would say, not scared, but they are like anxious, and or maybe they are fearing something, that if I change, I'm already very comfortable with this. What if happens like this? You know, it happens. You know what, guys? Just get on with it. Change is always good. Change always brings in positive results all the time. So don't be scared, because that's what the year of the rabbit does this time. Make a change. And if you haven't been doing it for long, perhaps this is the time for you to do it. And talking about the prosperity signs for 2023, those who are born in the year of the horses, they are the one who has the potential to make money this year. Okay, those who are born in the year of the horse, and then those who will have the so-called victory star are those who are born in the year of the sheep and monkey. So if you had been doing or wanting something to start something new, this is it. Don't delay anymore. This is the time for you to do it. And then we have the so-called the rabbits. This is your year. You waited for 12 years. So get on with it. This is also a very good year for you, except that they have the so-called illness star. So be careful with that. And then dragon and snake, be extra careful, because you may be having good luck in terms of career, but you're going to be short-fused. So you're going to be feeling misunderstood. Tiger and ox, you have the so-called rubbery star. You may be like having a good luck in terms of spillover from last year, but be careful of something to maybe you'll be losing something. Then the rat, born people, you will have the so-called future prosperity star. And then we have the roosters. You have the so-called heavenly luck, windfall. Something unexpected is going to happen to you. Maybe somebody's going to give you we call it an ear. You know, if you happen to be the ear, for example, then you're going to have something unexpected, windfall to be given to you. Or better yet, maybe you go and bet for lotto or sweepstake. You have a good chance of winning. And then we have the dog and the boar. The dog and the boar, they are the friends of the year of the rabbit. So good things are happening to them as well, except with a little bit of like misfortune star. So this is like the 12 animal sign forecast for 2023. Again, you know, you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram. I have a lot of, I provide monthly free forecast as well.
Amazing. So a question that I'm really excited to ask you, Marites, is what are your showbiz predictions based on the year of the rabbit?
Well, you know what? This is very exciting, because 2023, the so-called, what we call it, like the victory star has occurred or is in the palace of the matriarch or the women. So this is actually the year the women rules. In fact, excuse me, guys, excuse for the men. This is the year of women. And then I think, true enough, if you think about it, we just had the winning of the Oscars of Michelle Yeoh, right? The first Southeast Asian to have the Oscars, Best Actress. We also have Jamie Lee Curtis for the, I believe she has the supporting actress. So you can see all those happening already. And, you know, a lot of women will be getting more, I would say, opportunity than men. And I believe from the speech of Michelle Yeoh, when she said something like, you know, nobody, you should never listen to anyone when you're past your prime or something like that. And at the age of 60, I would say that it has opened up, you know, the timing has been right, and it has opened up or will open up good opportunities to women as well. And of course, those all-time favorites like Jennifer Aniston, she will always be there. You know, I mean, we love Jennifer. She's, I think, an all-season star. I'm so biased with women. I don't know who's your favorite. Who is your favorite, Emma? Do you have any?
Oh, celebrity. Oh, gosh, that's interesting.
I mean, the likes of Julia Roberts, you know, these are all the seasoned women. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be very good.
Good.
Can I just add, also add a little bit something? I just realized, Emma, I think you have noticed this as well with what you do. Anything to do right now with manifestations, you know, law of attraction, anything to do, because we now have gathered a lot of data from the past to present, right? Which one works and has not worked? I think for you, for example, I'm sure it has manifested to you. I remember, I'd like to share this with you. I know we are now being off topic, but maybe it could be relevant. But in 2004, when I started my feng shui career in the Philippines, I created a vision book. It's like a notebook. So I was putting in that notebook anything like under the sun. Oh, I want to have this new Louis Vuitton bag. This is going to be my new home with this kitchen, and et cetera. And I remember I even write down, I said, I want to have this money in the bank. I want to meet this, you know, Chris Aquino in our country, Boya Bunda, many, many celebrities in this country. I only saw them on TV. And I didn't realize that one day I'm going to be on TV with them, being interviewed by them. And it really has manifested. And even from the house, how big it was, the nice kitchen. And then after that, I wanna have a beach resort. I'm going to have a beach one day. And I have that. Another mind-blowing one, Emma, I don't know if it happened to you, but it did happen to me, was there was this interview of Alice Walton. You know what? She was like the richest woman on earth at that time. You know, this is the owners of, you know, the Walmarts in the United States. So I just cut out her picture, and I put it in my vision book. And this was in 2000, because I was upgrading it from 2004, 5, 6, 7. I was using the same vision book. I just keep adding the pages. And then, oh my God, I was called in by one of my clients to New York. I said, oh, I was just there yesterday. I went back to London. I said, please come back because we have a special dinner for VIP people. There's only 12 was going to come, and you should come because you are my feng shui master. I said, okay. So I went on a return flight from London to New York. And I'm telling you, on that dinner in 2014, that table of 12 at the New York Country Club, beside me was Alice Walton. And I said, oh my God. I said, Alice, do you know that you were in my vision book since 2004? And she said, oh, what is that? I said, oh, I was just cutting down, you know, cutting out photos of people I admire. And you were in my vision book. And now you're practically seated beside me. So I think, you know, guys, I know we are off topic about the celebrity forecast and everything, but these things really happen. Unexpectedly, or maybe if you put your heart into it, really. And sometimes we just lose hope, you know. We just lose hope that, it's not going to happen now. You know, I have already had good responses from the universe of having it then. Maybe it's not going to happen now. But, you know, just keep on trying, guys. It will work. And like what I said, you know, for the celebrity forecast, I would say whoever they are, especially if they really put their heart, if they are true with their profession, you know, they will always be there and they will always be recognized with their work.
Love that. And love that manifestation story as well. Totally on topic, of course, because we love manifestation here. So blooming amazing. So Marie-Thérèse, my last question to you then today is, what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my lovely listeners with?
Okay. I believe that just be patient. Be patient. Don't ever, ever give up. Although at times you feel like, you know, the world is going to crumble in front of you, I'll tell you what, there will always be light at the end of the tunnel. And be the reason for somebody else's happiness. Be inspiring. And when you wake up each day, always ask yourself, what is it that I can do today to make somebody else happy or to make myself happy? Because once you wake up in the morning, that you have that sense of purpose, then your life is going to be easier and better. And then just relax, you know, trust the universe. Sometimes you just cannot keep pushing it, and you wanted the things the way you wanted it to happen, right? But the more you just live it and trust the universe, be busy with the things that you have to do every day, then it will come. And try to be the better version of yourself from yesterday, whenever you can.
Love that. Beautiful advice. Thank you so much, Marie-Thérèse. So where can my lovely listeners find you if they want to learn more about your work and follow you?
Yes. So guys, you can please follow me on Marie-Thérèse Allen. That's The Real Feng Shui Queen on Facebook. And at the same time, you can follow me on Instagram. I am so many years behind, but yeah, I have to catch up on my YouTube as well, Marie-Thérèse Allen. I'm working on that.
Amazing. And I'll put a clickable link to Marie-Thérèse's work below so you have an easy accessible link as well. But thank you so much, Marie-Thérèse, for today. It's been so much fun learning all about Chinese astrology and feng shui. I'm sure everybody listening has thoroughly enjoyed your pearls of wisdom. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we could do another episode. So many things. I would say we have a lot of like testimonials from people. You know, it's my 19 years. And yeah, it's been a long time. So it has worked because I'm still here.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Take care.
So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed Marie-Thérèse and I's conversation today. As always, you can find a clickable link to Marie-Thérèse's work in the description below. And if you want to find out anything more about myself, my coaching, my videos, my books, or anything else that I have to offer, you can find it all at emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because we'd love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.